And our New Testament reading this morning comes from Matthew chapter 6, the Sermon on the Mount, verses 25 to 34. Jesus says this: "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? I mean, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, 'What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear?' For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things, and indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. But always strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And here to open this up to us today is Mark Kostick.
Good morning. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that we're all gathered here online listening to your word. And I pray that you will open our ears so that we can hear what you want us to hear today. Amen. Well, this is the next in our series of preaching on the kingdom of God, following Malcolm Duncan's book, Flipped, in our small groups and on WhatsApp. This week, the world says, worry about tomorrow, but Jesus says, trust God today. The world says, worry about tomorrow. Jesus says, trust God today. Here's a brief extract from an episode of 40 Towers. The episode's called The Builders, first broadcast in September 1975. Basil Fawlty, the hapless hotel owner, needs some building work done, but instead of the professional firm that his wife was expecting, he's arranged for Mr. O'Reilly, a cheap but incompetent builder, to do the work. "How long's it going to take you?" "I'm working as fast as I can." "Well, it better be fast enough. I mean, she's back in 4 hours. "The trouble with you, Mr. Fawlty, is that you worry too much. The good Lord made the world so that we could enjoy ourselves. Look, my wife enjoys herself. I worry." "Well, if the Lord had meant us to worry, he would have given us things to worry about." "He has, my wife. She'll be back here in 4 hours and can kill a man with one blow of her tongue. How am I supposed not to worry?" "Just remember, Mr. Fawlty, there's always someone worse off than yourself." "Is there? Well, I'd like to meet him. I could do with a laugh." Today's passage from Matthew's Gospel is part of Jesus' great Sermon on the Mount, the core of his teaching, showing us how we are to live as children of God in his kingdom on earth. But I think actually some of it's pretty hard stuff. "Love your enemy," says Jesus. "Well, okay, but my apartment block's just been bombed." "Forgive," says Jesus. "Yes, but your family member hasn't just been slaughtered or abducted." "And don't worry," says Jesus. Well, it's easy to say, but very hard not to worry, isn't it? I'm struggling to feed my family, or buy the new school uniforms, or cover the rent or mortgage payments this month, or I can't face going into work today. Don't feel like getting out of bed. You're telling me not to worry? There's conflict and threat of war in Israel and the Middle East. Of course we're going to be worried about that. Jesus' words are very challenging, and I think they're meant to be just that. We can see them as an ideal to be aspired to, a template, the instruction manual that Andrew referred to in his preaching a couple of weeks ago. And in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, Jesus says, "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Of course, Jesus is the only person who ever was or ever will be perfect. And it just must be in our human nature to be worriers. So given that we will worry about things, Jesus acknowledges there will be worries tomorrow and trouble today. It's a question how we can equip ourselves to deal with it, I think. To give you one example from my own experience, I've been retired for a few years now from the profession of a solicitor. At one point in my career, some years ago, I put the partnership in a very difficult position because of my poor judgment. There was a very real prospect the firm might fail and I might lose everything. Well, monetary things anyway. So I was my wit's end, I couldn't sleep. Of course I was constantly worrying. Then I turned at Sue's prompting to a family member for prayer. Faced up what I needed to do to help put things right. I was also covered in prayer by the clergy and the wider church family. And I often turned to this part of Matthew's Gospel, which is one of my go-to readings, for a reminder that the things we often worry about, like material possessions and money, are not the most important things in life. Looking back, I can see that I really was putting my trust in God, with the help of my fellow Christians, the church, acknowledging what I'd done wrong, and trying to put myself right with God. There were still difficult times to follow, but I got through. Of course, I can only speak to my own circumstances, and I know that other people's outcomes are different despite any amount of prayer. But all I can say is, yes, there was an awful lot of worry, but putting in my trust in God worked. And however many times things come up that seem impossible or unsolvable, I find that looking back, more often than not, things do seem to have worked out by the grace of God. And for us, generally in our daily lives, most of us will, I guess, find things difficult or impossible or worrying from time to time. Being a Christian and follower of Jesus doesn't stop troubles from coming along. As Jesus says, tomorrow will bring worries of its own. We will be better able to cope with difficult situations if we seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, if we seek to live like God wants us to. How? Well, a couple of suggestions that have helped me, as in the situation I mentioned earlier. Firstly, don't be afraid to seek prayer and support from fellow Christians and the church family. In confidence, you could speak to Andrew, Susie, Alison or Helen, or someone else in the church you trust. Or make use of the confidential church email prayer chain. Secondly, to learn more about how Jesus would want us to act, as this today's passage helped me through my difficult patch. Obviously, by reading the Bible, listening, learning, by a daily prayer, or some other rhythm that suits your life, suits the pattern of your life. The world says, worry about tomorrow, but Jesus says, trust God today. Don't worry. Well, it's hard not to, but things are easier when we trust in God. Amen.